Outbreaks of coronavirus have forced some of the nation's homeless shelters to close. But Tallahassee's Kearney Center was likely the first in the country to move all its residents before infection occurred. I'm Tom Flanagan. Kearney Center Communications Director Audra Peoples says the planning began months ago.
Late January, early February, FSU, the School of Interior Design, worked with us to create a social distancing plan within the center. Using that plan, we quickly came to understand that we couldn't meet the social distancing guidelines.
Mindy Solish, the center's director of medical services, says the goal was simply to avoid a COVID-19 outbreak in the facility.
That decision was based on what we had heard was occurring in other parts of the country and the world. So we knew that having individuals live close to each other, not able to maintain that 6-foot distance in a congregate setting, was putting people at risk, both staff and clients.
Thus, as Audra Peoples began the relocation of the Kearney Center's resident clients, nearly 400 of them.
So beginning March 26, we moved 100 people out of the Kearney Center to apartments and local hotels. Since that time, we have moved individuals out, and on Wednesday of last week, we moved the final folks out of the Kearney Center and into non-congregate shelters. So that's 2 hotels in the area and apartments as well.
Medical Director Solish says the idea was to continue providing those previously homeless clients safe and comfortable accommodations.
Housing is health care, right? So if you have a clean and a safe home for people, then they're not being exposed to harsh weather or infections or injuries or violence. And we're also giving people a safe place to sleep and store their medications, which is important, and maintaining their good personal hygiene and recuperating if they get sick.
Spread out as its clients are now, the center continues to provide them with a full complement of services besides simple housing. Fortunately, both Solish and Peoples say the Kearney Center has some powerful partners in this effort.
The Salvation Army is helping deliver meals this week. Elder Care Services has provided meal delivery services. Of course, Second Harvest supplies a lot of the food that we make at the center to send out to our clients.
Fong Community Health Center has really been a great partner with us. They are visiting our clients at their new homes in their mobile unit or connecting to our clients via phones, connecting our clients to a nurse practitioner or a doctor.
Still, Peoples says more challenges may lie ahead.
We fully anticipate more and more individuals in our community will have increased needs, and we're willing and able to meet those needs. Right now, we're asking people that are newly experiencing homelessness, if they are not current clients of ours, to call 211 of the Big Bend. From there, we'll connect them with case managers who can provide housing alternatives and options to them as needed and evaluate those needs.
But even as things stand now, even with the extra help, Peoples acknowledges the Kearney Center's resources are being stretched.
Our additional expenses just for the month of April to be about $200,000 to our normal operating costs. So we really need the community support, businesses and private citizens and people that care about other neighbors in their community. This is really the time for them to help us and show their support.
Solish says among the most immediate needs,
we would love to get more cloth masks for clients, since a lot of clients need a mask in order to attend a medical appointment. So that would be really greatly appreciated.
There's a list of other pressing needs on the Kearney Center's website. For WFSU News, I'm Tom Flanagan.